So it don't tell you when it gets to an hour.
I have my cell phone sound off for the same reason, so I won't lose track. Okay, I'll watch.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Hi, Randy.
Hasta luego. Okay. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Elias. Good to see you again.
And you also. And what shall we discuss?
Well, first, like to find out Eric's essence name. He had an impression, Nigel.
That is Focus name.
Okay. Nigel.
And I would be acknowledging of you that you have discovered a name of another focus.
Did I do this?
Yeah, you told me that. Okay. That was your impression.
Essence name. Orlando.
That sounds familiar. Is there anyone else in the forum with that essence name?
It is possible. You may investigate.
Okay. I will. Okay. And is Orlando fragmented from Patel? I feel some Patel energy in him. And I wondered, Noel is kind of a guess, and possibly Orden?
Yes.
Those three. Are there others?
No.
All right. Now, I have, as well as I know him, you would think I would know, have an easy time with his essence families. I have not. I'm going with for his belonging to mold.
Correct.
His alignment, is that a subfamily of Grimata?
No, Grimata.
It is Grimata. Okay. And his religious focus.
Yes.
And common orientation, but he has a lot of what seem to be soft traits. I've wondered if a lot of his focuses, like 53% was my guess, are soft of his focuses in this dimension?
Approximately, yes.
Okay, so that might be why I perceive him as being closer to a soft than your typical common.
Yes.
Total focuses, initially I thought it was in the 800s, but it felt like it's increased. I'm going with 1,023.
Correct.
About one-third are future.
Slightly less, but yes, approximately.
Now, shared focuses between Orlando and Alexi, are there 153?
Yes.
Intimate. Are there 63 that are intimate?
The first number would be intimate.
We have 153 focuses, and all 153 are intimate.
You incorporate more than you may meet, but not necessarily engage.
Right.
Or that you may encounter, but not necessarily engage. Just as you in this focus encounter many, 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 many individuals, but you do not necessarily engage them.
Okay. Okay. So I get, it's almost pointless to ask if we're soulmates, but... Okay, so we're soulmates. And now, in his colors, and these were actually some impressions Eric had, that his essence color, is it a butter yellow?
Yes.
And his focus color is a blue, like a primary blue.
Yes.
And now for his animals. These are my impressions, but if you agree with them. His essence is an elk.
Correct.
And his focus is a beaver.
Correct.
And he loves to build. And now, for essence intent, we've kind of worked on this, I'm not sure it's quite right, restoring and renovating things in a way that improves upon the original.
Yes, you could express in that manner as the theme of this essence, yes.
And this that's probably more geared toward this focus, that particular flavor of that theme.
Yes.
Now, Eric's brother, Tim, essence name for him.
Essence name, Jana. J-A-N-N-A.
And he feels like he is the soulmate of both Eric and me.
Correct.
The girl named Alexi. Now for my brother, Eddie Anor, he asked me if the spelling of his essence name may have changed, and that the new spelling he thought it might be A-N-N-O-R or E-N-N-O-R.
Let me explain. These are variations. Mm-hmm. For Adam, the essence name, as you're aware, is a tone.
Yes.
And it is a partial translation of the tone. Therefore, in different time frameworks, the tone can fluctuate.
Okay.
And therefore, the name can fluctuate. Okay. So these are fluctuations.
So that's what he was sensing.
Yes.
Okay, good for him. All right, now from my friend William, the Native American name he likes to use is Windwalker, and that feels very familiar to me. His essence name.
Naiki. N-A-I-K-I.
And I think he belongs to Tumult and is aligned Noyame.
Correct.
He's a common.
Yes.
Also religious focus.
Yes.
His total focus is 1863.
Yes.
Shared focuses with Alexi, either 84 or 87.
The latter.
And we are soulmates. And Nakey's shared focuses with Elias, is it 37?
32.
Okay. Now for Xantha, Mary Sue, her impression of her intent is that it is to learn to trust herself, her abilities, and her own knowingness.
That would be all of your qualities.
Okay, so it's a little more specific.
It is more general.
Okay, no, but I mean her actual intent is
more general.
Oh, okay. For her animals, we've kind of both discussed this. One is a butterfly. I'm thinking essence is the butterfly and focus is the deer.
Yes.
All right. And her essence color is Mary Sue's impressions. Her essence color is indigo. And her focus color is purple.
Correct.
And she feels a strong connection to Abraham Lincoln and has a strong impression that that one of her focuses is Willie Lincoln, Abe's son.
No. Grandmother.
She was the grandmother of Abraham Lincoln?
Yes.
Okay. And is she also OEL to Abraham Lincoln?
Yes.
And a counterpart as well?
Partially.
Okay. And for Willie Lincoln, does she have a connection with him? Is she
a counterpart?
She's a counterpart to Willie Lincoln. Okay, that's her strong connection. And is she OEL to Marilyn Monroe?
Yes.
She bears a physical resemblance to the actress Gwyneth Paltrow, and I have wondered if she that might be a focus of Xantha.
No, also counterpart.
Counterpart, okay. I feel like she has a focus who is a famous suffragette.
Yes.
American?
English.
British. Okay, British. All right. We will investigate that further. Now, her share focus is between Alexei and Xantha, 84?
86.
86. And we are soulmates. Now, Xantha's share focus is with Elias. Is it 26?
Yes.
And six of those would be intimate?
Yes.
Okay. Now, for impressions for Alexei. For a tree that would represent my essence tone, a eucalyptus?
Yes.
And for my net focus, a white willow?
Yes.
And Zephyrus, or Zephyr, the Greek god of the west wind. Is that an other-dimensional focus of Alexei?
A representation, yes.
Right, representation. Zephyr is also the name of two of my future focuses?
Yes.
One male and one female. Now, Bonnie Parker of Bonnie and Clyde notoriety. Is she one of Alexei's? Is Alexei directing a Bonnie Parker?
No, observing.
Observing. OEL, though. Observing lifetime. Okay. Patsy Cline, the country singer, is she a focus of Alexei?
Counterpart.
Okay. Observing as well?
No.
No, just him. Okay. And Elwyn Brooks White, E.B. White, the American writer who co-authored Elements of Style, is he a focus of Alexei?
Yes.
Now, this one wasn't a strong impression, it was just a fleeting type of thing, but Veronica Franco, who's the Venetian poet and courtesan, is she a focus of Alexei?
Observing.
Oh, yeah. Alexander Schmorell, a member of the White Rose Society in Nazi Germany, is he a focus of Alexei?
Yes.
That seems to be a group focus with some other people as well. Okay. Shaquille O'Neal, the American basketball player, OEL and counterpart?
Yes.
Michelle Phillips of the Mamas and Papas, partial observing?
Correct.
Jean Shrimpton, British model, partial observing.
Correct.
Patty Boyd, the British model, partial observing.
Correct.
And counterpart as well?
At times.
Okay. And this is an impression I have that Alexei has 123 focuses that are some variety of prostitute, courtesan, concubine, that sort of thing. 120, mostly female, but a few males.
Yes.
Okay. And Alexei shared focuses with Munya, 135.
Correct.
And shared focuses with Panyas, 27.
Yes.
Now, impressions again for Eric Orlando, Michael Beckwith, the New Thought Minister. Is he a current focus of Orlando?
Observing.
Observing lifetime. Sophia Scholl, member of the White Rose Society, is a focus of Eric's. And Tenzin Gyatso, the 14th Dalai Lama, Eric is observing lifetime.
Yes.
Mahatma Gandhi, observing lifetime.
Yes.
And there's a focus of Orlando, who was one of the founders of the city of Santa Fe, New Mexico.
Yes.
And he's Hispanic and Native American. I know what he looks like, but I don't have a name on that. Okay, and in the 1960s in Italy, Orlando is a well-known photographer and Alexi is a fashion model.
Overlapping, yes.
Okay, yeah, that would be overlapping. And Orlando and Yuki are soulmates.
Yes.
And soulmates of Alexi, in addition to the ones you've already confirmed, going in alphabetical order, Alondra.
Yes.
Anor. Arkandin.
Yes.
Avon.
Yes.
Ayla.
No.
Baruch.
Yes.
Bashar.
Yes.
Fontaine.
Yes.
Elias.
No.
No. Okay. Iona.
No. That would be more similarities of essence.
Okay. I can see that. Mario.
Yes.
Noel.
Yes.
Ova.
No, that would be considerable counterparts action in many focuses.
Okay. Ordin.
Yes.
Patel.
Yes.
Seth.
Yes.
Chantal.
No.
Shailu.
Yes.
Tomkin.
Yes.
Twyla.
Yes.
Sutra.
Yes.
Yuki.
Yes.
And my friend Jan M., is he a focus of the essence Jan, who is a member of the Elias Forum?
Counterpart.
Knew there was a connection. Now, Galileo. I've long had the impression that Tess, who is in the Elias Forum, his name is John, is directing of Galileo.
Observing.
Observing lifetime.
Yes.
And is Tess also observing lifetime of Albert Einstein?
Yes.
And I feel that sometimes he switched to directing briefly.
Yes.
And for Sutra, this is Sutra's impression. He feels that he is partial directing of Smenkari Moses.
Yes.
And he also has the impression that that Smenkhari was intersex, what he would call intersex, that he switched his gender from either male to female or female to male.
Yes.
And that was the demarcation of the break in directing, that in the early part of his life, Zutra was directing Smenkhari, and then he had the sex switch and another essence took over directing.
Yes.
Right? So that confirms his impression. And he also, Zutra thought he might be OEL to Kumi or Ma Barrow of the Bonnie and Clyde clan.
Yes.
And is Clyde directed by Patel?
No.
No, okay. He's in Orlando, is he?
No.
Okay. That was a wild guess.
That would
be scary. It gets scary. Okay. Now, the sensations of heat I sometimes feel in my body, are they an indication of energy from other essences that I'm sensing?
At times. At times it is a building of your energy.
Okay. And so, should I take that, if I'm building my energy, I think at times I've been doing it because I needed momentum to accomplish something that I perceived as difficult, and that's why I was getting a lot of those feelings.
Yes.
So is it something that it would be beneficial to me to try to release it, or should I just say, oh, I'm building energy for something?
No, it is not necessary to release it. For the purpose is to be energizing.
Okay. So it's a beneficial action.
Yes.
And it's not anything wrong with me.
Correct.
All right. And I probably don't need to ask this, but the head pressure I get, which sometimes can be intense and sometimes accompanied by disorientation, that is from expansion of neural pathways.
Yes.
And I'm just letting myself know that I'm doing that. Okay. Now, there's a horrible feeling I sometimes get that it's hard for me to describe. It's a combination of an intense form of regret and hopelessness and depression. I don't know. That feeling, that's a signal. And I'm not exactly sure what that is telling me. Is that when I'm denying myself choice?
In a manner of speaking, it is more associated with a sense that you are not allowing yourself the fullness of your capacity.
Okay.
Which could be expressed as denying yourself choice, but it is more specific than merely denying yourself choice, for it is more associated with your potentials and your capacity to express, and at times you do not trust what you can express.
Okay. And I'm really letting myself know that in a very strong way. Is that related to what you've talked about, essence weeping?
No. That would be somewhat different, for that is a genuine denial of self and devaluing of self. I would express that you do not devalue yourself. in the capacity that you did previously, you have generated considerable movement in that direction. And I also am acknowledging of you in all that you have accomplished, but at times you do restrict yourself in an association that, yes, you have accomplished considerably, but perhaps it is possible that you may not incorporate the ability to accomplish more. Mm-hmm. And that is incorrect, mm-hmm. but it does create a response, a physical response within you to signal you that this is incorrect. And perhaps if you are uncomfortable, you will notice and you will acknowledge yourself and allow yourself to continue in that appreciation, which does allow you to accomplish. Now, I will express that it is possible that with the onset of this wave, that could be triggered, and know that it is merely a matter of acknowledging yourself to dissipate it.
Okay, that's good to know. Thank you. I'm having... Intuition is not the right word, but I'm carving out sort of a new life path for myself that I feel involves working as a healer in some capacity, and I am well aware that it's not appropriate to try to cross the line into fixing other people or, you know, fixing or educating or that kind of thing. But I do see cases where somebody just needs a little extra energy to get where their intentions go. They have self-insight. And I think, I know that the natural two-mode way of healing is you walk into the room and your vibration helps the other person. And, you know, that's wonderful. I'm sure to some extent I've done that all my life. But I think, and I don't think it would be inappropriate to take it to a more objective level of having somebody come to me and me assisting them in energy. And that I wouldn't be crossing the line into fixing.
No. This is precisely what I am expressing to you in the reason why you generate those moods, so to speak. Mm-hmm. For in subjects and areas such as this, you question yourself much more than is necessary.
Okay.
You move in excessive caution. You incorporate such a hesitancy to be overstepping a boundary or in concern of being intrusive or engaging a wrong action, that you restrict yourself and you do not allow yourself the fullness of your capacities.
Okay.
I would encourage you to allow yourself to move forward and to engage more, and not to question yourself excessively. Listen to your intuition. Listen to what you feel. And allow yourself to move in that direction and express yourself and connect. Stop concerning yourself so tremendously with not instructing. You are so concerned with not instructing that you would naturally not do it.
Okay.
You will naturally share. And you incorporate such an apprehension in relation to fixing that you will not do that either. You understand the movement of energy. You understand your role. You understand that with your participation, the other individual is generating the choice to alter a manifestation or not. Mm-hmm. Therefore, you are not being intrusive. You are not fixing. And it is not necessary for you to be entertaining that continuously, for you will not do it. Merely allow yourself to express yourself naturally and allow yourself to expand and engage with other individuals. You are moving in a direction of being helpful and supportive, not intrusive, not fixing.
And so, I almost don't need to ask this, but Nikai William and I, we've noticed a tremendous synergy of our energies, and that we feel can be used for healing and assisting others, and that's a direction you would encourage us to continue to move in.
Yes, and expand.
What about there's a healing modality I'm interested in called theta healing, and not that there's not value in investigating any of these avenues, of which there are many, but that one in particular I'm undecided about whether to pursue training in that area. If I did, would that be advancing me in the direction I want to go? Or not?
It's not that black and white.
I knew you were going to say that.
First of all, once again, it is a matter of listening to your intuition and what you resonate with. Therefore, if you resonate with this method, then I would encourage you to pursue it. In this, remembering that it is not black and white, that you can assimilate and incorporate what resonates with you, and you can leave what does not, and you can inject your own variations also. You can incorporate some methods that you view as beneficial in your direction and allow yourself, even in some of those methods, to incorporate your own creativity and develop your own variation of different methods that will allow you to express your healing abilities uniquely.
That's what William and I were thinking, actually, because I've been trained in the healing modality, and when I use it now, I notice myself incorporating other things into it, like the use of colors that aren't in your initial training. And so we were thinking we could use the various things we both learned and craft our own method out of those.
Yes.
Uniquely tailored to us.
Yes. I would be encouraging of this.
Okay. Now, when I align with a belief and have influences of that belief that I don't prefer, what would be a way I could change that?
There are many times individuals interpret an expressed belief and do not necessarily agree with their own expressed belief.
Absolutely.
In this, it is a matter of dissipating the expression of that belief and therefore allowing yourself to choose other influences of it than the influences that you are allowing presently.
Mm-hmm.
The manner in which you begin to do that is to lessen the importance of what you do not like. As I expressed, you pay attention to what is important. Therefore, if it becomes less important, you pay less attention to it, and it incorporates less power and less effectiveness. Also, acknowledging of that belief that you do incorporate it, and that it is not necessarily bad, and that there are influences of any belief that would be more in keeping with your preferences. All for an example.
Okay, let's say a belief in aging and deterioration. That when you get older, your skin is less firm.
Very well. Now, there are different avenues that you can engage. The belief is aging.
Right.
Now, what you expressed are influences
mm-hmm.
of the belief. The influence are that you deteriorate or you lose elasticity or any specific expression of the belief of aging.
Right.
Now, you are placing importance upon what you do not want. Therefore, you concentrate upon that.
Mm-hmm.
And you become distressed. And when you become distressed, you somewhat obsess.
Mm-hmm.
Which places more attention upon what you do not want and what you do not like. And it becomes more and more important. And it becomes a circle.
Yes.
Therefore, first of all, you acknowledge that you do incorporate an expressed belief in relation to aging.
Right.
Which almost all individuals do. Rather than concentrating and paying attention to what you do not like, allow yourself to begin paying attention to what you do like. Appreciate what you are already creating and acknowledge that. This is important. whereas I expressed yesterday, this occurs many, many times with individuals. They actually are accomplishing in precisely what they want, but they are not acknowledging their accomplishment. They are not crediting themselves with their accomplishment. I can express to you in this moment that you are accomplishing moving in a different physical expression than the expressed belief of the aging that you incorporate. You are already engaging the action, and you are already accomplishing. Therefore, move your attention to the accomplishment and the acknowledgement, and also move your attention to what you appreciate and what you like, what you want, not what you do not want.
For instance, eyesight. You know, I have perfect eyesight. I've never needed any vision correction, which is something that's not true of most of the population in this country, so give myself credit for that.
Yes, and appreciate that. Or appreciate your accomplishment in association with your skin.
And part of it, Elias, is that because I have this book I've written, it's on the topic of aging, I put pressure on myself. You know, it's about aging and beliefs and that we don't have to go down this path to deterioration. But partly I feel like I need to be absolutely perfect in the sense of not showing any signs of aging, or nobody's going to think there's any value in what I have to say.
Not so. What you are doing is incorporating personal responsibility for the rest of the world. And if that does not age you, I assure you, I know not what will.
Good point. So, I realized that, other
that
people...
That was your expression of sharing yourself and your preferences and your ideals, and you did, and you accomplished. And in that, do not place the tremendous pressure of incorporating personal responsibility in relation to all of your readers. Concentrate your attention upon you and what you want, and not upon the perception of other individuals, but rather in relation to what you want to accomplish and what you have accomplished.
And I'm in the process of revising the book, not tremendously so far. I feel like I reread it and I was prepared to say, this isn't very good, I'll just set it aside, let it die a calm death. But I realized it's really good. It could benefit a lot of people, and I felt like a bad mother who had kept her talented child locked in a closet for 4 years. And I decided I need to dust it off and put it out there again. And because my energy is more open, I'm hiding less than I was 4 years ago. And I know I'm the only reason. My energy is the only reason it didn't get broader readership. But I'm in the process of putting it out there again, thinking that with my changed energy, so would you agree, it's a worthwhile endeavor for me to put it out there again?
Yes, but not be the statue of it.
Well put. Well put. And more than likely, that other people would not judge me as harshly as I'm judging myself. Like, that's all in my mind.
They interpret nothing to judge.
Yeah. Yeah.
When you read a book, do you judge the author?
Not usually. Not in that extreme, at any rate.
Precisely.
Although I do expect them, if it's a book about health or beauty or that kind of thing, I do expect them to be somewhat an example of the success of their ideas.
I'm understanding, but each individual's perception of what that example is different.
True.
You are holding yourself to a standard. You are creating yourself as the statue. Every other individual will incorporate a different perception of what that example is.
Yes, yes.
And their perception may not be what yours is. And their definition of beauty or health may also be different.
That is true.
Therefore, they will glean what they want that benefits them and that fits with their perception, and they will view you as the example of what they interpret as useful, and you will have already accomplished the standard. So your standard is not everyone's standard.
Thank God. Okay, thank you. The discussion I was having yesterday with another Elias person, we were talking about making changes, and she's known someone who has... people have actually changed their height, which is not something I'm particularly interested in personally, but the idea of changing things that are supposed to be unchangeable can be applied broadly.
You know, yes, this is quite correct.
You know, to these incurable diseases in all sorts of other areas. So I'm fascinated with this. And of course, typically when somebody has what they perceive to be a problem, they go into oppositional energy and just exacerbate it. But even if it's something that is not being opposed, but it just isn't commonly believed to be possible, it is as simple as intending it and trusting it and having it done. And in fact, the person I was talking to had experienced this, and you know, I saw an example of it. But how... I believe all things are possible, and even possible for humans, but I don't believe I can do them all. I don't necessarily believe they're possible for me. And you can't fake the trust. It's an energy thing. So sometimes an action is required to facilitate that. Like, I believe I can accomplish this if I intend it, and then I take an action. And you know, often, and if the action isn't too big a deal, that's the path of least resistance. But with things that you don't know what the action is, how could I do that? How could I intend it and have it happen?
Remember, all that you do is interconnected. Although it may not appear so surfacely, it is.
Yes.
For all that you do is constructed of energy. Therefore, if you choose a particular manifestation that you want to generate, it is a matter of setting the intention, not concentrating upon the outcome, but engaging the action of the process by engaging actions that generate the same energy.
Yes.
Just as in your example of an individual that increases height. It is a matter of an energy of increasing volume. Therefore, there are many different expressions that you can engage in your daily activities that are expressing that energy of increasing volume of any manifestation.
So if that person were to, if they had a pair of shoes that was too tight and they went and got them stretched.
Yes.
That would be some kind of, okay, and that's...
Yes. Right. Mundane actions that create the same energy as the energy that you want to produce in what you want to accomplish. The consistency of projecting that energy and engaging actions that express that energy increases how you attract to you precisely what you want to create.
That makes sense. And I understood that long ago with people losing weight by getting rid of clutter. And, you know, and I understood that relationship. But that's broader with anything, and sometimes it's not quite so obvious how the energy is the same.
Yes. For surfacely, an action can appear entirely unrelated, or can appear to be entirely different.
Yes.
For perhaps the individual may visit a restaurant and may choose to order a meal that is larger than they can actually consume. But they are greatly appreciating of what is presented, even if they do not consume it all.
Okay.
That is another expression of volume.
Okay, what is that?
Therefore, the actions, as your objective reality is so very abstract, can be very different and diverse and appear to be entirely unrelated and would appear surfacely that this action that I am incorporating cannot possibly be associated with this direction that I want to create. But in actuality it is, for it is a matter of the energy that is being expressed in those actions.
That was at the time last summer when I saw a man with weed killer trying to get rid of weeds, and I was getting a bleed-through impression of a terrorist focus of mine, and I realized that's the same energy you're trying to get rid of, wipe out something that you think doesn't have a right to exist.
Yes.
Okay, so I do think of that a lot. I think of those relationships,
yes,
between energy expression, so that's not too big a stretch for me.
Correct. For this is what you do all that you do is interconnected. And it is a matter of interpreting and translating the energy that is associated with what you do. For generally, in many situations, most individuals are not thinking in relation to what they are doing in mundane situations.
Right.
This is the reason that many individuals repeatedly create experiences that they do not want, or repeatedly create experiences that they do want, for they are continuously reinforcing a particular energy that attracts the same.
Yes.
Whether it be, in your terms, good or bad, it is a matter that they are continuously engaging actions in mundane matters. As I have expressed many times previously, in actions as non-thinking, as dusting, or washing your dishes, or engaging a film, or reading a book.
Mm-hmm.
What type of actions are you doing? How are you doing them? What are you expressing? What are the associations with what you are doing? Most individuals do not incorporate a thought process of what they are associating with while they are dusting.
Yeah, typically not.
But they are projecting an energy. And that energy may be the same energy in the individual creating an overwhelm in some interaction with another individual. Now, the individual will not incorporate a thought process. I was dusting previously in this week, and that is related or associated with this tremendous conflict that I have created with this other individual. But dependent upon what type of energy was being expressed while the individual was engaging the action of dusting, perhaps moving through their home, dusting, and inwardly expressing, I hate this.
Oh, the hate that they're having to dust.
I hate engaging this action, and I hate engaging this residue. I hate that it is present.
Okay.
The energy is very opposing.
And you could be engaging the same action with different energy, different intent. For instance, when Eric is dusting and he likes it. and that would not be, there would be totally different energy. To an observer, it might look identical.
Yes. But the energy is different. And in that scenario, the individual may be more engaging. For you are generating an action that is engaging and enjoying it.
Yes.
Therefore, you are projecting that type of energy, an engaging energy. In this, it is all interconnected. Remember that.
And do you have anything you thought of that you would like to ask? We have just a tiny bit of time left, but I don't want to leave you out.
feel like an idiot. Sound like an idiot.
No.
No, you don't have to. Just
I had a thought yesterday after attending the first session with you. Is what you're expressing you to us is basically physics. It's the math behind everything, and the particles, and the energy.
In a manner of speaking. Yes. But in a manner that does not require a physicist to understand.
Okay, I like that. Very well. I'll just have to stop there. I can't figure anything else. Yeah.
Even a small one can understand what I express.
Okay. We are at an hour, it appears.
Very well. I will express my enjoyment, my appreciation for our interaction. I anticipate our next meeting, and I express tremendous affection and lovingness to you both. I shall be offering my presence continuously in encouragement.
Thank you.
To you in great joy. Au revoir.
Au revoir.